I've been telling people for the past month that the Trump administration has been compromised by Russia every single day. New information comes out, and Trump and his crew try to play catch up and hide and get rid of whatever information there is that's going to eventually get this guy locked up. You're listening to the Victor Morrow Show, and I'm your host, Victor Morrow. Now, getting right into it. I told you guys that, this Russia thing isn't going to go away. And you're going to get tired of hearing about it. But it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away for several reasons. The number one reason is where there's smoke, there's fire. You understand? It's not going to go anywhere. This president is being controlled by Putin. And anyone with a brain can see it. And now Trump is mad because the FBI is leaking information. My thing is, what the hell makes Trump think that the FBI or anyone else is going to allow him to continue to be a compromised president in office? They're gonna leak it on purpose. You don't step into the field of politics and then cry foul. If this was Hillary Clinton, he'd be saying, lock her up. Excuse me, y'all. Sorry about that. I bumped the mic on something just now. I'm sorry about that. But if this was Hillary Clinton, they'd be screaming, lock her up. Am I correct? The whole world of Republicans, the world of conservatives, because they live in their own world, right? And I'm not Democrat nor Republican, and even I can see that. I'm not a liberal. There are a lot of things that liberals believe in or stand for that I don't stand for either. And when Obama was in office, you heard me speak about those things. Like, for one, I'm not in agreement with them as far as the transgender bathroom thing. You know, I feel like you should use the bathroom according to what you were born. You were born a man, you should be in a men's room. I don't want no damn man in a woman's restroom. If I got a daughter, I got some dude dressed up as a woman up in my little girl is going to the bathroom. I got some dude dressed up as a woman up in there. You know, who knows that he's not, you know, some pervert that just dresses up that way. You know, you don't take these things into consideration, man. No, I'm not with that. But you got a lot of liberals that are in outrage over that right now. You know, I'll agree with Trump on that. If he's going to reverse that thing that Obama was doing, because let me tell you something, Obama was more about gay rights than anything else when he was in office. We keep it real over here. This is the Victor Morrow Show. We keep stuff real. This ain't no. I apologize to you right now if you are a person that's coming over here to listen to Victor Morrow just bash Trump all day, and you think I'm not about to get at Obama and the Democrats. You crazy. This is the real fair and balanced show. You know, if shit stink, I'm going to tell you it stink. I'm not going to sit here and play with you. Okay? And Obama did more for gays and transgender than anybody else while he was in office. And let's keep it real. I've started to say something else, but I'm going to leave that alone. You know, because it's kind of suspicious. And the old Victor Morrow would have said something that would have got me in trouble. And those of you that listen to my old shows, you know what I was about to say. You know, the reason why I'm scaling this show back, and some of you might be wondering, why am I so calm, and why am I screaming and cussing everybody out and doing like I used to do when I first started with the Black America Unmasked and the Victor Morrow Live and all that. And the reason why that is because I realize now that the show can be more effective this way, right? You gotta bring things out in a more professional manner. And on top of that, the show is getting ready to be syndicated. I know. It sounds like what? Yeah, the show is about to be syndicated, and it's going to be all over the world now. And I have to watch what I say. Not because of sponsors or anything like that. It's because of, you don't want to say, I don't want to just throw something out there, you know, give my opinion, and let's say it's inaccurate. And I just throw something out there. Well, I can't take that back. And I'll be just like your boy Trump. You know, your boy Trump just throws whatever dumbass thought pops in his mind. That's what he says, man. That's what he says. Whatever stupid thought is in his brain, that's what that dummy says. And he can't figure out why he can't stop getting in trouble. But let me remind you guys. Because I know people have short memories. That's why I do this show. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it real. I've found out that most people have very short memories. And I do this show to remind you of things that you've already forgotten. Like, number one, conservatives, you've already forgotten that Trump was the one that brought up Russia. It wasn't the media. So all this BS about Trump and the media, you know, the media is against Trump. No. You guys fail to remember that it was Trump who told Russia to hack Hillary Clinton, dummy. Oh, You don't remember that, do you? You don't remember that. So whenever you hear someone say, let's investigate Trump for his ties to Russia, you get mad. You get mad and say, well, why are these people messing with Trump? He has nothing to do with Russia. Well, actually, yes, he does. And he's the one that said it. You forget. He told Russia to hack into Hillary's emails. That's when the investigation started. I'm explaining something. I know you're stupid. I know you're slow. Let me try to explain this to you. When a candidate for the presidency of the United States tells a foreign country to hack into another candidate for the presidency of the United States, when he does that, there's this thing called investigation that they do, because you are not supposed to instruct a foreign government to hack into your government. I know. Too much for you to understand. Because if it was Hillary Clinton, what would you be saying? You would be saying she's committing treason. Lock her up. Kill her. Hang her from a tree, right? Burn her at the stake. But because it's Trump, you say, oh, well, the media is just being biased. It's almost like you guys forgot that Trump was running for president. That Trump he's the president of the United States. This isn't a popularity contest. When you're the president of the United States, you have something called responsibility to the citizens of the United States. And anything that you do that puts harm, that puts the citizens of the United States into harm's way, it's going to be investigated. They have to check you out. They have to do your background check. They have to make sure that you're not mobbed up. You know, you're not compromised by the mob. You're not affiliated with any terrorist organizations. So when you tell Russia, which is, I know you guys have forgotten because you got short memories. I know. Trust me, I know. That's why I do this show. You have short memories. Okay. When you tell Russia to hack into another potential president, you know, because, you know, Hillary did win the popular vote, they say, right? You know, even though I believe that most elections are rigged. Okay. You see, I'm being nice. You see how I'm talking? I'm being more family oriented. Some of you guys will be proud of me because I'm not yelling, I'm not cursing. I'm keeping it 100 with you, but I'm not yelling and cursing, right? I'm telling you that it is not because he's Trump and not because they hate him because they're working with Hillary. It's not because of that. That's not why they're investigating you. They're investigating you because it is their duty. It's what they're supposed to do. When you show that you may have an allegiance to a foreign country, they have to do what's best for the American people. Even I understand. And I'm a person that is always criticizing American government. I'm always criticizing politicians and people in higher positions. And even I can understand that. If it was Obama, I would understand it. If it was Hillary, I would understand it. If it was Bill, I would understand it. So why can't you understand it? What do you want? Trump to just do whatever the hell he wants? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what you want. You want him to do whatever the hell he wants because your man is in office. You don't feel like no one should question him. So anyway, we're going to read from USA Today. The FBI is totally unable to stop the national security leakers that have permeated our government for a long time. Trump tweeted, Trump won't stay off of Twitter for nothing. Okay, I love this guy. It's like this dude is a walking, he gives me a show every week. You know what I mean? Like, I want to talk about other things, but this guy, man, he gives you something to talk about every damn week. I've heard even a Chinese person from China told me, this lady that I know, she was looking at the TV and she said, man, every week, you know, no, actually her exact words were, every day is something new with this guy. It says, the president said officials can't even find the leakers within the FBI itself. Classified information is being given to media that could have devastating effect on U.S. Find now. This is what President Trump said. Listen, dummy, they're not going to stop leaking. They're not going to stop leaking, you idiot. You have ties to Trump. You have ties to Russia. And they're going to investigate your ass, and they're going to leak out as much information as they feel necessary. Get over it. It's politics, man. This is politics. I don't understand why you guys wanted this guy to get into office, and then you don't want him to have to, you know, deal with politics. Politics is politics. This is what happens, man. This is what happens. It says, these were Trump's comments, right? It says Trump's comments came after CNN reported that the FBI rejected a recent White House request to publicly knock down media reports about communications between Donald Trump's associates and Russians known to U.S. intelligence during the 2016 presidential campaign. The request came. Oh God, this is so funny. The request came from the White House chief of staff. Who has publicly said that FBI officials told him the stories were overblown. Ooh. Okay. So anyway, the FBI declined his request because they did not want to appear to be providing an update on the investigation to White House officials. That was because the investigation involved people who were associated with the president, said a government official who was not authorized to speak publicly, it was not authorized to speak publicly on the issue. Listen. You don't make mistakes in politics and then want people to be quiet. If you sneeze the wrong way, if you fart into the wind and it blows in the wrong direction, they will report it. This guy Trump is going to get a rude awakening. He's only been in office, what, 30 days? This guy is going to get a rude awakening. It's barely over a month. This guy's going to get a rude awakening, man. A very, very rude awakening. He loves to use that word very a lot. It says, possible contacts between Trump people and Russians are part of an investigation into Russian efforts to interfere with the 2016 election, including the hacking. What did I talk about earlier? Right? Including the hackings of Democratic officials close to Hillary Clinton. Dude, it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. Just like you guys didn't want Benghazi to go away as far as Hillary Clinton was concerned. This isn't going to go away. Your ties to Russia is not going to go away. You can't expect U.S. officials to not do their job and to just sit there and let you be a compromised president. They feel like you're compromised. They're going to investigate you. And guess what? They have the right to. And guess what else? They're going to leak information out to the public. It's going to happen. You're going to have to get over it. If you're not involved with Russia in any kind of way and you're not compromised, then you're okay. You'll be all right. You only have something to worry about if you actually are guilty. And I believe your ass is guilty. And I can't wait to the day that your ass go away in handcuffs. Not because I'm a liberal. I'm not liberal. Told you. I don't stand with the liberal party, I should say. I have a much different view on things, which I won't talk about right now. However, I do know this much. Your ass is grass. And so is your administration. The rumor is, and I don't know how true this is, but, you know, I'm in Washington, D.C., and you are privy to information in this city. The rumor, some people are speculating that Pence is being saved for Trump when he falls. That there's already a preparation for Pence to take over. That at some point, Trump may have to actually step down. Because I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I really believe in my heart of hearts, man. I'm telling you. I'm going to be honest with you. I could have kept this to myself, but I really believe that there's more to this story about Russia than what people even know and understand. The reason why is because I've been over into those areas before. When I was in the military, I was in a former Soviet Union country. And I know how they do business. I know how they get down. They will blackmail you. They will compromise you, man. And in a way, with women, with drugs, with money. It's how they get down. And I believe Trump is more than just compromise. I believe that he's committing treason. I believe that this guy is giving information to Russia. In my heart of hearts, this is what I honestly believe. I think it's deeper than what a lot of people even know or want to even understand. I think people are just looking at this like it's a political issue. And I think it's more than that. I wouldn't be shocked if he's not giving intelligence over to Russia because he's compromised. I believe that this is a national defense issue. And not just a political issue. This isn't just about Democrats and Republicans. I honestly believe that to the highest points of office, this guy is compromised in Russia. To the highest points of the Russian government. All the way up to Putin. I'm telling you. You can tell whenever Russia is brought up that he does not want to touch it. He'll talk trash about China. He'll talk about these Middle Eastern countries, at least those he doesn't do business with. Sweden. He'll talk about any nation, any country. Just pay attention. But when you mention Russia, watch what he do. And I'm telling you, with his smoke, his fire, man, this guy will not go into it. He will not touch Russia. I think that before this year is over, some very damning information is going to come out. We could be looking at Richard Nixon on steroids. Do you think that the Richard Nixon scandal was, you think that was something? You haven't seen nothing. Because they're not going to stop investigating him. And what Trump doesn't understand, because Trump was never into politics. And this is what I was talking about. If you go back and listen, I did a show called, it's in the archives. It's on my YouTube channel. Somewhere in the archives. I think it was, it may have been in January. I did a show where I said, basically the show was about my thoughts on Trump as president. And this is before he's sworn in. And I was saying that when it goes good, it's going to go really good. That's the thing about Trump. Trump takes chances. And when things go good, they go really, really good. But when they go bad, it's going to go all the way bad. Look at how he does his business. When his business tank, they tank. They go bankrupt. They don't lose. They don't take, like, you see how McDonald's might take a loss. You know, for a couple of years, they might take a couple of losses. And then, you know, they get back up. No, Trump isn't going to do that. Trump, when he falls all the way. Because he don't know how to, you know, walk that line. Like, he's either going for the whole shebang or, you know, nothing. That's just the way he is. And he thinks that this situation is like a business. Like, he can just tell people to shut up and they'll just go away. And it doesn't work like that. You're not their boss. Like, you are the president of the United States, but at the same time, these people are the people around you have the job to investigate you. They're going to investigate you. That's what they're supposed to do. Someone needed to educate Trump about Nixon. You know, you can't just be, oh, I'm the president of the United States. I can tell you shut up and you can go away. No, it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Someone needs to tell him about Nixon. Because he don't think he can be impeached. He doesn't think he could, you know, go to jail. So this is, let's go to CNN right quick. I know this is supposed to be fake news, but I'm going to read it anyway. This actually just came in on CNN's website. It says, congressional Democrats sharply criticized President Trump Friday over a CNN report that the FBI rejected a recent White House request to publicly knock down media reports about communications between Trump's associates and Russians known to U.S. intelligence during the 2000 presidential campaign. And the reason why I'm reading this, because listen, I'm trying to paint a picture here. You see how I'm going from one media outlet to another? You see how I'm going from USA Today to CNN, even Fox News. It's not going to go away, dude. It's not going to go away. This it doesn't work like that. Said CNN reported Thursday that White House Chief of Staff Priebus asked the FBI top of two officials. This happened last week. Says asked the FBI's top two officials, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and Director James Comey, to say the media reports were wrong after McCabe told Priebus some of the coverage was inaccurate. Comey and McCabe rejected that request. Multiple U.S. officials briefed on that on the matter told CNN. It says the reports of the contacts were first published on the New York Times on CNN. And CNN. Yeah, they were telling the White House is basically telling the FBI to they want them to come out and tell the people that the reports are inaccurate. They basically want them to do a hush hush shut up type situation. This is where Trump is going to have his problem, man. He's so used to doing business and being able to throw some money at somebody. Okay, you know, yeah, I just pissed on this girl, but, you know, keep quiet. You know, throw a couple of dollars and I can shut somebody up. Same thing with, you know, with politics. He's trying to do the same thing with politics. But he doesn't understand that he has enemies that don't care about his money. And this is where he's running into his difficulties at. You can't just... These people have careers. Their careers are based on bringing you down. Like, let's say if... I'm not a Democrat, but let's say I was a Democrat and I had information on Trump that could bring down the Trump's... bring down Trump's White House. That information is more valuable and more important than just about any amount of money that Trump could give to me. And the reason is because, unless he's talking millions. And the reason why that is because this is my career. And if I'm working with the Democratic Party and I'm able to sink a Republican's White House, his entire administration, and prove that it's compromised by another government, by a foreign government. If I'm able to prove that, then that money that you give me is worthless, man. My career. And what do you know how many book deals I'll be able to do after I bring you down? So everyone's gunning for you. Everyone's coming after you. Everyone's trying to be the new person that leaked the story. Everyone's going to try to be the new person that brings out information. Everyone's trying to hurry up and leak the story, not cover it up. And this is what his problem is. Trump has no political experience whatsoever. And it's costing him big time, man. It's costing him big time. Another issue that's being brought up is that, you know, he criticized Obama for golfing all the damn time. Well, he's doing the same thing. And he's costing just as much, if not more, in taxpayer money. This is another issue that's being brought up. Speaking of Obama, in France, some people want France to actually want Obama to be the new leader in France. But that's another story. Yeah, I just saw that recently. That's crazy. But they want him to be the new leader in France. So it shows you how the world views him. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not an Obama supporter, but whatever. So you have this is a very peculiar. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this. I'm trying to think. I haven't. Even under Bush, even with stumbling, bumbling George W. Bush, and he was an idiot. But he at least would refer to Dick Cheney, Colin Powell, people that was around him. And that administration was horrible. The Bush years was horrible. You had two phony wars. We all know 9/11 was a damn inside job. He went and bombed the hell out of Iraq for no reason. Killed millions. He killed millions of people, including his own soldiers. You know, I mean, to be honest with you, this should be brought up on war crimes, man. You know, really, Bush should be locked up. That whole administration should be locked up for lying. You know. Talking about weapons of mass destruction, they still haven't, you know, they still haven't brought the weapons of mass destruction. And the fact that the United States of America can just point the finger at someone and say, this country has weapons of mass destruction, and go over there and bomb the hell out of them, kill them, destroy their nation, and nothing happens, man. That's crazy. But so I'm not giving Bush a pass at all, but damn, man, it looks like Trump is going to be worse, man. It really looks like Trump is going to be worse. The only thing that's missing with Trump is we don't have a war yet. It's the only thing. Once he gets the war going with whatever nation he decides to start a war with, then it will be like we've come full circle back to the Bush administration. We've got the stupidity. We've got the scandals. We've got the bravado, the arrogant president, all of that's there. What we don't have is the war yet. It's the only thing that's missing is the war. And once he decides to pick a war with whatever country, nation he decides to pick the war with, then we'll be full circle. So I just found it interesting, man, that the White House is actually trying to tell the FBI to shut up. That's not going to happen. That's not realistic. It's not going to happen. They actually told, I believe they tried to hush up the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all other. Matter of fact, it wasn't just the FBI that the Trump administration is trying to shut up. They said other agencies also. So I guess Trump just wants, you know, he just wants to be president, and he doesn't want any criticism. He doesn't want any backlash. He's doing miserable in the polls. We're going to see how long it's going to take before he reaches the 20s, you know, the 20%. And he's already, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but this guy is already campaigning for 2020. This guy is unreal. Unbelievable. I cannot believe. Sometimes I look and I go, I can't believe this guy is really the president. This actually happened. This dude is in office rallying. Listen, he's been in office for a month. He's already on a campaign trail for 2020. He hasn't done anything yet except piss people off. Try to pass laws that have been rejected already. Have all kinds of information about himself leaked. He got Flynn fired. He fired Flynn. And the funny thing about it was he got on TV and talked about how wrongfully Michael Flynn was treated, and and he was, Michael Flynn was, you know, he was a good person. He was mistreated, but he failed to mention the fact that he was the one that suggested Michael Flynn step down, or he fired Michael Flynn. I'm oh man, but the media is going to have a field day with this guy for the next 4 years. If he makes it that long. I have a terrible feeling that Pence is going to be president. I don't know which one is worse. Pence could be even worse. But I have a bad feeling in my stomach that Trump could end up stepping down and Pence could step up, and then things get really bad. Trump just has Richard Nixon written all over him, man. He's got it written all over him, and it's an embarrassment to the nation. You know, it's an embarrassment to the United States of America. And what did I say? I said it in a few videos back. I said, you had these races down south in middle America that were pissed off because a black man was in office for 8 years. Not that it really mattered. It's not like black people were stealing America away. It's just something that they imagine to be true in their own weird fantasy, I guess. They had this fantasy of blacks taking America away from good, hard-working whites, I guess. And just had this crazy fantasy. And so they said, we got to take our country back. And Hillary Clinton, you know, I tried to tell people, I said, it's not going to work. It's not going to fly. Because they look at Hillary and they see Obama. It's not going to happen. And sure enough, they took their country back. All it took was Trump. He just needed to say a few racist things out of his mouth. And they hopped on board like flies on doo-doo. So, here we are. 1 month in. So many scandals, you can't even keep up. You can't even keep up. He's already at war with the media. He's trying to tell the Washington Post to shut up, the New York Times to shut up. He wants to run it like a dictator where no one can question him. And he's trying to tell the FBI that they don't have the right to investigate him or leak anything. So basically what he's saying is anything that he does should stay in-house, or it's a leak. He shouldn't be criticized. And Russia never does anything wrong. Like he said, hey, the United States is not so innocent. But he only said that when talking about Russia, you see. Why? Because he's compromised. I wouldn't be surprised if the Russian government or Putin or somebody, you know, some big mobster in Russia gave Trump a lot of money. Because Trump may have went broke with his businesses and his mishandling of businesses. And he probably gave him a large amount of cash, a huge amount of money. And probably bought into his businesses to breathe life back into his business. Right? And he owes them. I'm telling you, I think it's something along those lines, man. So anyway, just know this. I told you. For those of you that think that I'm crazy, just wait a little bit. You'll come back. I remember when I said that Trump was going to win the presidency. They thought I was crazy. If you go back into my archives, you see I have an old show where I said Trump is likely to win the White House. People thought I was crazy. Because I said it at a time when it didn't seem likely. The media was making fun of him. Just because the media pokes fun at you, poke fun of someone, it doesn't mean that that person is automatically going to lose. Right? However, he won. And now I'm telling you that I believe Trump owes Russia, is compromised by Russia, and is being controlled by Russia. And I believe not only that, I believe it goes deeper than that. Because even the media, the news is reporting what I'm saying, but what I'm saying that they're not saying is I believe it goes even deeper than that. What I'm saying that I believe that this guy is going to give away national security intelligence information, things that are detrimental to the country. And he's going to get caught. And the reason why is because he has to. He has to give over this information. I believe it is something along those lines that he's being blackmailed. I think it's while everyone is poking fun of him, and yes, it's funny to see it on Saturday Night Live, and was it Saturday Night Live and different places? You know, people make fun of this guy, and it's funny. It is funny. It's hilarious. However, the serious point, the serious part of this whole entire matter is, I believe that this guy is compromised to a point where he has to give over information. And that information is vital to national security. And I believe that that's the part that's not being reported on. I think by the time they start reporting it, it'll already be like too late. I believe that it may come months down the road and you go, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's doing that. But remember, I told you. Remember, you heard it on the Victor Morrow show. Okay? So anyway, that's the show for this week. I'm out. VictorMorrowShow.com. Y'all know what it is. Until next time, man, stay tuned, stay up to date. And, go to VictorMorrowShow.com. You'll see that I got a lot of things going on. I got the Victor Morrow Report on VictorMorrowShow.com that you can catch every day. I update it. I do little 10-minute clips, so you're not going to see it on YouTube. You're not going to see it on Spreaker. So if you're one of those people that just sit and wait for the YouTube upload, if you want to keep up to date with what I'm doing, go to VictorMorrowShow.com and look for the update in the Victor Morrow Report. Okay? And that's what's going on through the week. And those are the things that don't get uploaded to Spreaker or YouTube. So you won't be able to just sit and wait to Saturday. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's the show for the day. Take it easy. Be safe. I'm out.